It's not a cartoon. It's anime. Yes. The squad is back. Welcome to another episode of Animation. You realize that bitch ass Brendan was clearly over exaggerating about how loud I ever was because he always keeps his headphones on now. He doesn't ever take his headphones off.
It's true.
Hey guys.
That shows you that it was never a big deal.
No, it means that our technical side of things has gotten much better. Cameron, shout out to him. He's like, yo, nah. I was blowing out your guys' eardrums, no mas. All is well. Cameron, you're the real MVP right now, bro.
There you go.
Real MVP.
Welcome everyone to another episode, of course. The squad is back. Brennan's here.
What up?
Rob's here.
Hello.
Keenan's here.
Yep.
We got a special guest. Extension, Ice. He still might come through.
Shout outs to Ice.
You might see him at some point.
You might see him at some point.
You know how on time he be, though.
But we have special guest, Keith Poley.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
otherwise known as Keon's brother, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. That's how I met
Keon's
him.
Keon's brother, Young Keith on Instagram. Right. Homie, fan of the show. I'm glad to have him. He's in town for.
I think you like you easily fall in line. It's like, yo, like who's the biggest fans of the show? Like you're in the running,
up there at the top for
there.
Sure.
OG anime
for
head, sure. Definitely up there.
Yeah, OG anime head. Yeah,
Anarchy.
Big fan.
He's up there for sure.
Nah, but Keith though, like when I met him yesterday. So I met him yesterday at Keon's son's birthday party, which is obviously
your nephew,
right, Keith?
Yes.
And you just knew so much about me. Because of this show, he's like, I've listened to every episode, bro. Like, yeah. I know. I was like, yeah, I have a twin brother. He's like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, all right, cool.
What was funny about all that was just like I've known Keith for a while now. Yeah. And every time he comes to the, like, when I used to stay with him, staying with Keon, he would come to the crib. We'd just talk about anime and stuff like that. And he's just like, he was texting me. He's like, yo, bro, I'm just excited. Like, I'm like fanboying out.
Yeah,
I'm like, why the fuck are you fanboying out when you, like, you know? He's like, dog. It's different now. I've listened to all the episodes. I listen to you guys going to work and coming home from work. So I was just like, oh, that's dope. So we're going to get in. This episode is a special episode.
Special episode for you, Keith.
Right it's on. An extension of Demon Slayer because we said we finished at 13, but the show was dope. We have Keith on as a special guest. We wanted to finish up episodes 14 to 21, actually.
Yeah, 21.
We had to knock out seven episodes.
Eight episodes.
Rob's letting us know because Rob had the cram.
So, look, we're going to do an abridged version. We're not going to try to go through it as detailed
as
normally.
Right. Can't.
Before, you mind if I ask a question before we get into that?
No.
You don't mind?
No, I mind.
Oh, okay, then I won't.
No, go ahead.
No, it's actually a question for Keith, man. I want to get this man talking a little bit.
Go ahead.
Keith, like, so you've been listening to the podcast. You know, like, is there, for me, it's kind of a two-part question. What is it that you like about the podcast, number one?
Mm-hmm. And why is Brennan your favorite person on it? That's the second question.
It feels like that's a question I would ask 100%.
Yeah.
But the second question would be is what was your favorite anime arc that we've watched so far? Not necessarily the anime that we watched, but like how we went about reviewing it.
Okay. First question, what do I like about the show? Being, you know, black guy into anime and stuff like that, there's not a platform where you can like have like engaging conversation and like, you know, kind of like geek out on like, hey, yo, this anime, this show is really dope. Like, because, you know, like. Even in like one of your earlier episodes, you were talking about Dragon Ball Z, like, you know, that's where you got the hood pass.
I'm gonna stop you real quick. I apologize. Just make sure when you're talking, you got to keep talking into
the
microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey man, you know, we all had our first.
Yeah, there's a lot during that those early episodes. We were talking over here like this.
We had to learn. But I say because you want to give us eye contact. Don't worry about the eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just you know, just talk into the mic. But please
also,
continue.
I was told, you know, my voice carries, so I wasn't trying to be like, you know, I wasn't trying to blow your eardrums out either.
You're good, man. You're good.
Right on.
No, but like this show. Gives me like it's cool because like I said you don't really have a lot of people you can talk anime with you know it's few and far between where you can find somebody and have like a real in-depth conversation about the things that you love. So I'm very passionate about anime even though I've only started like 3 years ago, but it's just something
you
that
put
you know,
in
I'm,
mad
I'm,
work
yeah
man.
You put in some real time since then, bro.
I've been
cramming.
You're telling me about all the shows you watch, and you're like, he's watched this all in 3 years? Like, that's thousands of episodes.
Yeah.
And just like in like Bleach alone, no, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, the show was really, you know, you guys are funny. Also, I enjoy the different perspectives that you all give. Like, you know the way that, for example, the way like Rob watched anime being like a writer, you know, he brings things to the table that I never even thought to think about. Like, I was just like, oh, wow, that's so insightful. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. I didn't think that. And then, you know, like, even with Brennan, so we're moving on to Brennan and why he's like my favorite character. Yeah. Brennan and I have, I feel like a similar mindset. Like, Brennan is very like just to the point, like factual. Like, and but not only that, but he like, you know, he backs up what he says. Like, you know, I tell people.
Questionable.
Most of the time.
To you, it's questionable.
Yeah, of course. Most of the time, he's like trying to, you know,
deflect something you're saying.
I mean, whatever it is, he's going to have an argument behind it. He's got, regardless of how valid it is, he's going to have a thought out process. Uh-huh.
And he never backs down. And I respect that. Like, Brennan will stand his point. Like, there's one episode during Goblin Slayer where Kenan's like, no, like, goblins are just raping for no reason. Or somebody taught them to rape, and then and Brennan's kind of like, no, I disagree. And then Kenan's like, why? And he's like, I just disagree. Like, I disagree. This is my stance. I'm staying here.
He had no point.
Because I do.
Yeah. Like, he had no point. He just stood there.
Just deal with it.
Don't have to agree.
He's unapologetically Brennan. Right. And I respect that. I appreciate that. And, like, you know, and he also, like, he has a he's real logical, like myself. Like, I approach everything kind of like, you know, like I would like in a courtroom, you know, like, it's okay, so this is my stance, you know, this is the proof, this is what I use to back up what I'm saying, and there's no way you can dispute that. Like, I was talking to one of my friends, he goes, yeah, we'll just say you're wrong on this. I was like, well, first of all, I'm rarely wrong, because I'm not going to argue with someone if I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, that's just what it is.
I think
that's,
I like
not,
you.
That's not
no,
Brennan,
I
though.
Respect that.
That's not Brennan. Brennan's going to argue with you regardless. He doesn't care if he knows anything about anything. He's going to argue with you about this shit.
If I don't know something, I own that normally.
Usually.
Especially if, like, Rob does it to me a lot. Like, if Rob
I feel like your respect for
argument.
Rob is different than other people, though.
No, I mean, anybody who does it, like, if Rob and I didn't start off like that.
No.
You know, it's like Rob has just sunned me enough times to where it's just like, where it's just like, I'll be arguing about something, and he'll just be like, internet. Yeah. You know, pull it up and, like, research. Right. And I'm just like, I can't argue with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Here it is. I read the article.
Yeah, and I'm just like, all right. And his memory's better
sources.
Than mine, too. Specifically, Rob gets me the most because his memory is so much better than mine. He'll be like, no, Brennan, you said this. And I'm like, no, I didn't. He's like, and here's the email. And I'm just like, fuck.
I did. You know?
I did.
So, but yes, why can't continue. You remember my name?
Hey, man. No, I'm like, for real. Like, I'm great with faces, terrible with names, by my own admission.
That was great.
I am too. But, you know, I just had to.
Timing was so good.
He had that shit in the pocket before he even came with the episode.
He was ready.
I know he did.
Rob knew it was coming at some point, too. Yeah, you feel every piece of that, Rob.
Hey, man. All right.
What's his name, Rob?
Keith. Right, I got it now.
What's my name?
What about on Instagram, though?
Young Keith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Instagram, that'll be known.
Question mark. I heard the question mark.
All right, so okay. Second question. Wait. Right. No, you had anything else to say about the first question?
No. I was going to move on to...
He's just not going to say, like, why we like Keenan out here in these streets?
The question was about Brennan.
Give a fuck about Brennan?
I said, what do you like the anime? I didn't say, why do you like me? He's let him speak.
That was Rob's question. Rob's question was, why do I prefer Brennan?
Calm,
I'm like,
everything's not about you, Keenan.
And also, truthfully, I'm a person that roots for the underdog. Like, because everybody dislikes Brennan, it made me want to give Brennan more of a shot. Be like, hey, okay, he's not that bad.
Yeah, I like that underhanded compliment a little bit.
I'll take it.
I already knew that was going to happen. I already knew that a lot of people are going to like Brennan because we're going to be going after Brennan. He's going to probably be the person we tag team up on the most.
I'm the antagonist,
actually,
bro.
Honestly, not really. We don't really tag him on Brennan the most.
No, not anymore. It started off that
way.
Ice really took the crown from me, bro. He did.
He definitely did.
He took the crown. Like, because it's like, I don't want to. I like being the antagonist, but, you know, I can't help it. If it's objectively something's objectively good, then I got to say that's what it is. I can't just be like, this is trash because I want to call it trash. So, like, I can't do it. Like, I want to, though. I will say, like, I've had the urge just to want to argue, but I'm like, yeah, I love this, so I can't. Yeah.
I also agree with Brennan a lot. Like, actually, I was looking for a picture. I wanted a picture of Brennan in the hat, and I was getting a shirt made to say Brennan was right.
Oh,
I was
man.
Wear that,
oh, that's
but
hilarious.
I couldn't find a good picture, and I didn't want to, like,
Ice's head would blow up.
I would love to take a picture with me, you, and Ice in that shirt. And I'll wear the hat. The hat's right over there, by the way. The hat is right over there. We'll take
Ice's head would explode into his hair, and it's just like.
All right, so second question. What's your favorite anime arc or whatever, the thing that we reviewed or how we reviewed it? Which one did you like?
Let's see. That's a lot.
Or what's your favorite episode in general? That we reviewed.
What you guys did. I like the Goblin Slayer episodes.
Really?
Because it
You kind of like Goblin Slayer, didn't you? You
said I did. Yeah. I was one of the ones that told you should watch it.
I'm so sorry. Yo, this could be the whole episode right here.
It's like, why? Okay, if I can explain myself as to why I like Goblin Slayer.
Please try.
You know, if you guys can't tell already, I'm a huge like Batman fan. You know.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And to me, Goblin Slayer is very much Bruce Wayne as far as like he's always prepared. Like, you know, yep. He has a singular enemy or whatever.
Absolutely,
and that's cool. But yeah, he has a solution for like every type of situation. He's like, okay,
until he gets hit into a wall and becomes immobilized.
But if you actually read Batman comics, he gets hit into a wall and immobilized a lot. Like Batman takes a lot of L's.
Yeah,
like Bane broke his back.
Yes, but the one of the reasons why I love Batman because again, like underdogs, like Batman is a human being who is surrounded by gods per se, and he not only does he keep up, but he's earned all their respect. Just from what he's done. Like, you got to think about Goblin Slayer. Like, you know, he only slays goblins, but
nobody respects him.
He does it. He does it well. And by the end of the episode, they learned the goblins are more of a threat than they realized.
Yeah,
you know, in that last fight. They're like, if we didn't have Goblin Slayer, they would have lost when they brought, you know, the naked chicks up, you know, for a shield. Like, they would have been done right then and there. And then that farm would have been ransacked. And then, you know, you had your Goblin King. Like, so Goblin Slayer's job was overlooked. Like, it's kind of like how Batman never leaves Gotham. You know, even though the world's burning, Gotham is my focus.
And I think we said that on the podcast. I think we said that this needs to be done by him.
Mm-hmm.
But there doesn't need to be an anime about him
dedicated
about it.
To him.
I think the anime could have been about something else, and it could have been like, this guy does this.
He could have been a good side arc.
Yes, I agree.
He could have been a good side arc because that show was tough to watch and get through for me.
Yeah.
But I accept your argument. I think that it's almost a good argument.
Thank you.
I think it's almost a good argument because it's like, like objectively just thinking like what is Goblin Slayer as a character and what is the show as a whole and to see it to compare it to Batman. Yeah, I completely accept that there are definitely parallels to Batman, Goblin Slayer.
Yeah.
But the depth of the story of like who Batman is, who Bruce Wayne is, and like his backstory versus like Goblin Slayer's backstory, and also like the like, you know, he has like the side character like Robin and Red Hood and Nightwing, and I know there's more time put into all that.
Mm-hmm.
But Batman has better antagonists. You know what I'm saying? Like, Batman has the Joker. Batman has the Two-Face. Batman has the Penguin.
And Goblin Slayer has goblins.
Time out. First of all, I'm not comparing Goblin Slayer and Batman. No. I'm saying why I like Goblin Slayer because of the Batman-esque features in the show. Like,
And
don't get me wrong. Goblin Slayer is not in one of my top animes whatsoever. But again, just me, like, when I was watching it, it's like, I just like to see how he executed, you know, goblins and you know the way he went about it. Like, you know, even when they put the restrictions on him, like, hey, no poison, no water, no problem. Yeah. I have other things to do, like, you know, I'm ready regardless,
but
you know, I
even,
got my short
even
sword
on that restriction
and all that.
Shit, like, there was literally no justification for it. They were just like, here's restrictions on how you can kill these things that will kill us and rape us.
I believe they're saying they just felt like the way he treated the goblins was inhumane, so they were like, they didn't want
goblins treat them is inhumane. Like, did you not see the goblin
but at the same time I would just say his party is just full of Tanjiro's. Like, they have that.
Yeah,
empathy,
they've got,
you know,
standards.
What I mean? Like,
they don't want to stoop to the goblin.
They're not
level.
Saying don't kill the goblins, but they're just saying, like, you don't got to suffocate them down and waterboard
that.
Them. You know,
that's
like,
the dumbest shit in the world to me. Kill or be killed. I'm not going to be like, well, I got to take it easy on you because, nah.
But
bro,
they're still killing.
You out here raping. Once that's in the case, I'm killing you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it needs to be done.
I'm just saying, if a goblin rapes your sister or you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, if that happened, like, you would like, the only
what
way.
What kind of revenge is on your mind if you got raped by a goblin, Keith? What kind of, are you being like, are you having standards being like, I can't waterboard them, but I will set them on fire, but I can't.
No.
Waterboarding is just too far for me.
No. There's no rules. Like,
but that's the thing. They're trying to, like, drag him back to the light, which is kind of what his arc was over the course of that, is he had been, like, so 100% one way that, like, by the end of it, they kind of dragged him back to be like, no, like, you need friends, dude. Like, you got to rely on the people around you. Which is definitely a very Batman thing because he likes to try to keep people at arm's length.
That's
he's not
Batman.
A team player.
But so yeah. That's why I liked it. And, you know, like, obviously, nobody liked the first episode.
No.
But, like, honestly, I quit the show for like a week after I watched that, and I was like, that was a lot. Like, I had to process that. Like,
yeah, then he hit me. He was like, bro, what is up?
Yeah.
That was a lot. But at the same time, I'm also like a, if I start something, I got to finish it type thing.
I totally get that.
I'm a curious person too. So it was like, even outside of Evangelion, I quit. I just listened to you guys finish that because it was terrible. Like, I couldn't. And then after, when y'all wrapped it
up. What you looking at me? That wasn't my pick.
When you guys wrapped it up, it made it seem like, oh, man, like, I guess for the for the intellectual side of it, it'd be something good to watch. But then I just thought about it. I was like, well, I'm stuck. I'm just gonna miss that moment.
Like, I understood, but I still was like, I would never recommend that for somebody to watch again. Like, I would never, because it's just like, I understood the psyche of it. It's like, damn, that could be
crazy. I'm just saying, if you have like a real cerebral friend who's like way into like politics and religion and the idea of it, like I studied religion and I study these things.
Right.
And it's just like loves like the huge macro perspective on things and also likes to dig into the micro. Then I could see that being a recommendation. It's like, look, if you want to see something that you can dig to the multiple levels of,
yeah,
because that's what you like doing, yeah, then I would recommend it to you. Otherwise, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Rob is one of those people, just for the record.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I kind of enjoyed that. It at the end of it, but it was
to get.
I don't know. I don't know that I would watch it. I probably would not watch it again.
I would definitely not watch that show again.
It was a long road to get
to
where we were
going.
That
leads me to my last question before we jump into our abridged version of the notes of these episodes, if that's okay with you, yeah, Kenan. Is only everybody I want to get one answer from real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to rewatch Goblin Slayer or Evangelion, which one?
That's a good question.
I know. That's what I was thinking about. Like, that's a really good question.
I honestly would probably watch Evangelion again because I feel like I would get more out of it. Where Goblin Slayer is just like, it's just going to be Goblin Slayer again.
There's
like,
nothing you can.
I got every piece of juice out of that piece of fruit that I had to offer.
Mm-hmm. That was the worst analogy considering.
But
that
hey,
made me think of Goblin Rape. I,
yeah, it did.
Hey, I didn't put that. You were the one that put that evil.
I did. No. Goblin Slayer put the evil on all of us.
Yeah. Can I modify your question a little bit?
Please.
Okay. Goblin Slayer or Gangsta?
Ooh,
Goblin Slayer.
Easily.
Goblin Slayer. Goblin Slayer. Goblin Slayer.
Yeah.
Easily.
Goblin Slayer. What are you talking about? Like Goblin Slayer. I watched that Goblin Rape again without having to see that.
He
almost
said he would watch that episode again.
I watched that episode again five times for watching that almost awesome fight on Gangsta that didn't happen.
And that's the thing about Gangsta. Gangsta just had the potential to be Gangsta.
It's so full of almost.
It's literally the almost anime of in every aspect.
It's the most frustrating thing I've ever watched.
Yeah.
So no,
it'll be Goblin. I'll be sitting there being pissed off though watching.
You can be pissed off with any of the three we just named, like so.
And the reason why I would fight between Evangelion because it's like I got to go through 26 of these episodes.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a long road.
Goblin Slayer is only 13, even though it is Goblin Rape. It was like it's 13. I'll be done in.
Like you're just looking at the sheer amount of time, yeah.
No. Yeah, I'm looking at time at that point. I'm not even looking at how good the anime is. So I would pick Goblin Slayer over Evangelion.
What about you?
I didn't watch
picking
Evangelion.
Out of the three, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you
I
liked Goblin Slayer.
Did
so.
Not watch Gangsta, so I have to do Goblin Slayer by default. Because I, after listening
listen
to you guys,
to our, did you listen to our Gangsta episode?
Oh, yeah. I listened to all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of them more than once. But I'll be bored on the road now. It's
like, I hear you, man. Yeah, I'm listening to podcasts
like my,
all the time.
So my friend, back in the day, he'd be like, yo, I don't really listen to radio. I don't want to listen to podcasts. And I was like, bro, that's dumb. Like, how do you just listen to other people talk? And then, you know, fast forward, here I am, like, every morning, like, man, I can't wait till Wednesdays. Like, I need
podcast,
this new episode.
Can't podcast. Wait to hear yourself on it now, bro.
Yeah, I know, right? You're going to be crazy. An episode. So you want to jump into this abridged version?
Yeah. Of, I don't know why you're looking at me.
Demon Slayer? No, I'm just looking around.
I know, I'm saying.
Yeah,
looking at me, it's like, you're going
to
jump into it? I'm like,
you,
yo,
bro,
I have
I
no idea what happened.
Why don't you take us there, bro?
I have no idea what happened in episode 13. Like, we'd be struggling right now if I had to bring us into this.
So Rob and I were actually, I came here a little early to watch a little bit with Rob, and all of these episodes were pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Even starting
every
off with episode 14.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, go ahead, Rob, you want to jump it off?
Yeah, I mean, because we were saying that the crazy action that happens later, you forget that episode 14 starts right in with action.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Tanjiro comes out of the house and sees that Zenitsu's, you know, protecting the box from, Inosuke, I think is his actual name, we find out.
Yeah.
The dude with the boar head on. And he's like, he leads off with a huge gut punch that, like,
ooh,
racks that, like,
body
cracks
shot
his ribs, man. And they go into a crazy fight that, you know, Inosuke, like, kind of puts Tanjiro on his heels a bit. Like,
yeah.
You know, and I mean, we've seen that happen a couple times here, but he fights like a wild animal. Like, he's down on the ground, Tanjiro fights out. Like, he's low to the ground. He stays down there. He fights like a boar. He fights like an animal.
Yeah.
Because they throw the swords aside. They're like, listen, you know, we're not trying to kill each other. We're all same team, but we gotta solve this.
Well, it's
also
against the rules, right? The Demon Slayers are not allowed to raise their swords against other people.
Exactly.
He don't give a shit.
Which comes up later,
The demon, the rules do become very important towards the end of this arc that we just watched. But in the fight, Tanjiro just headbutts Inosuke and, like, knocks him back. And but not only that, like, finally knocks his head off and reveals he's got this, like, pretty girl face that they're all just like, what the?
She's a girl.
never saw that coming.
It's probably why he's so angry.
Who makes it so funny, like, that's, like, the furthest thing. I think that's like the whole pretty boy thing. Like, he's a pretty boy, and pretty boys have to be extra aggressive because we were always considered, like, I put myself in that category because I was called a pretty boy growing up.
I'm sure you were.
And I hated that shit. And you couldn't even be aggressive because it's like, oh, here he goes, showing his emotions. Cam's a pretty boy too.
No, Cam was just laughing at what I just said. I looked over. I just saw him shaking his head like, shut up, Brennan.
So honestly, when in this particular moment, I kind of like, I felt for him a little bit. He's like, I gotta be extra aggressive out here because I cover my face up because I might hypnotize you bitches. That's wow. What it is. If I sit there and I fight with my mask off, y'all be like, this motherfucker's so beautiful. God, and it makes the fight too easy. So I gotta cover it up to help y'all motherfuckers out. That's how I felt.
You say he's in Pachis, these motherfuckers? Is that what you're saying?
You
don't know what that is.
Right, I don't.
We won't even go into that. That's a Bleach reference.
Bleach reference.
Only
earlier.
Keith will get.
But that whole, the choreography of that fight scene to me was so dope. They showed every hit. And every move. And I was rewatching. I was like,
yo, I love how quick Tanjiro got over to him and, like, punched him, though. Like, he was just like, because he stood there. Because, you know, Tanjiro, like, just stood there and let him beat on Zen, whatever his name
is. That first shot was so dope. It was like a quick, like, they kept repeating it.
Yeah, it gave you that, like, Mortal Kombat view of, like, the inside ribs.
Ribs cracking. It was just like, oh, I was like. So, I after watching the last three episodes, I kind of forgot about these episodes when we like rewatched it. I was like, damn, these are like actually good. This ain't no look over
every
episode.
Every episode in the show is on it.
But we I guess we can kind of fast forward.
Yeah. So they had that fight, and then it turns out he's got that pretty face, but he passes out from that headbutt because Tanjiro gave him a concussion.
Yeah,
he's foaming at the mouth. But when they wake up, what I thought was so funny is like they're burying the bodies. They found such a constructive way to direct his competitiveness to be oh man, like, sorry, we're burying these bodies right now. I get it if you're hurt, like, you can't do it right
Tanjiro
now.
Tanjiro played him.
He did. He did. He's playing that 4D chess on him, and he's just like, I'll bury way more bodies than you guys do. And I love how they handle him like that
and
every time.
Who does that sound like to you, Rob?
That reminds me a little bit of Brennan. He can direct that competitiveness.
A lot of bit of Brennan.
I mean, look, y'all can say that, but I say if I was to put myself as a character in the show, I'd probably be somewhere in the middle between him and Tanjiro.
Yeah. Of course you would, but
Rob said
not
yeah.
The case.
Rob said yeah.
I don't totally disagree.
Because my empathetic side gets me in a lot of trouble as well, as Rob knows. Like,
and you're more intelligent than Inusaku, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm as competitive though. I'm not gonna.
The competitiveness is there.
I will 100% own that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying is that like I'm not like I said earlier we were talking about it, you're like you would have just barge head first into these battles as well. I'm like that is not my personality. Like, will I engage in the battles? 100%. Will I put myself in the best position to be in that battle? 100%. Does he do that? No. He just doesn't. Literally puts his head down and then
literally
jumps into it.
Charges into fights every time.
That's not my personality. I'll get in a fight. Sure. We out here, but I ain't coming like half-ass. Like, you gon' I want to have a clear advantage in every single form of confrontation before I even get there in every way possible.
But I like Inosuke a lot, actually. He makes me laugh. I think
he's
a funny character.
Yeah, he's great.
As they're walking through the woods going down because the crow's just like, you got to go rest up. He's like butting his head against every tree he finds just to try to get his head harder the next time he fights Tanjiro.
Yeah.
You know, trying to make himself better. I'm like, I respect that.
Yeah, because Tanjiro's head is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's strong in general. Like, he punched, broke ribs with one punch. Like, Tanjiro's not nothing to,
he ain't no hoe
to play with. Yeah.
No.
The whole time he's saying this Tanjiro's name wrong. I love it.
Yeah, he keeps going like Tatuko or something like that.
Tatuko. Yeah. And a whole bunch of different things. Yeah.
But and funny thing too, as they're splitting off with those kids, the crow he gets in the hands of what are they called, the Mechies or the something like that, the guys with the rare blood types.
Mariachi.
I remember
Meraki, right?
Yeah.
Meraki.
Yeah. And he's just like, all right, Marucci. Well, take this with you, and he like throws up that like little pouch in that kid's hand. But it's got the wisteria in it.
There we go.
That was dope.
Which also makes sense. We were just like, man, well, like, what's this kid going to do for the rest of his life? He's demon bait.
Don't ever, 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 ever lose that necklace, kid.
Yeah.
No.
Keep it on you.
You will have a horrible death.
Right? Yeah. If you can somehow get it tattooed into your skin, do something, bro.
Seriously.
Yeah. I think like if I was that kid, like I would become a wisteria expert. Where it's just like I would weave it into all of my clothes, like it would be a part of the shampoo I use. Would be having
I would become a demon slayer.
Yeah,
that's what we said before. We was like, I would do a combination of what you said.
Yeah,
stitch it into my clothes, but also be a demon slayer. So now you have a crazy advantage.
Yeah,
but they were. I think they were saying the demon slayers don't usually keep it on them because they want to find the demons. And the demons will like move away from
true.
That.
Yeah. Yeah,
so but I could see him being like what this old lady ends up being, which is like they have this. So they show up to this house and they've got like the family crest of like the wisteria on it. And they kind of explain later on that like all these people that have this crest, they've been helped out by demon slayers at one point in their life, and so they're paying off that debt by like taking care of people. people, taking care of the demon slayers, letting mm-hmm. them rest, feeding them, clothing them. And this old woman that takes in the three demon slayers, like that's her thank you to them. So I could see this kid like growing up and doing that later yeah. too, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, grow the wisteria around his
and
house.
Actually, he'd be surrounded by it. So yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, it's a safe haven.
Yeah. So they get to this house and this old lady's taking care of him. Zenitsu's all freaked out because like she's moving all over the place. She's like, she's a ghost that's haunting this house. But there's having more, you know, competitive moments between Inosuke and Tanjiro, but Tanjiro's just like, dude, you can eat as much as you want, sleep wherever you want, like nobody cares.
And yeah, he's
just
trying he's trying to get a rise out of Tanjiro. Yeah, and Tanjiro's just like, nah, I'm too level headed for that. Like they go into their little house and like, he got three beds. And he goes, I'm taking the best bed, and Tanjiro's like, go for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's yours, man.
Oh, he starts eating Tanjiro's food, and Tanjiro's like, oh, you're still hungry? Here, you have more. You know what I mean? Like. No.
Yeah, that Rob has figured out that strategy about me a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm going to whoop you in Smash Bros. I'm like, yeah, probably. Yeah,
it's funny because Rob told me this early. He's like, I was like, this motherfucker knows Brennan, bro.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, my first time, him. I think, like, you know, I met Brennan last night for, like, the first time in person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I brought my Switch out here, and he's like, Smash Brothers, you don't want it. And then I was like, you play 2K? You don't want it. And I'm just like, Brennan, you don't even know me.
That is definitely
Brennan. He doesn't care either.
All right, but I mean, like, just as a quick side note, Rob, who do you use your money on if we play 2K?
I mean, definitely Brennan. I mean, because you're good at that shit.
But
I'm not
Rob doesn't know me either.
That's true.
But Rob has seen me play a bunch of people who've come.
At NBA 2K?
Huh? Yeah, oh, yeah.
I didn't know you play NBA 2K.
Oh, I'm...
I've seen Brennan. I will say, I've seen people beat Brennan in Smash Brothers. I have never seen anybody beat Brennan in 2K. Ever. Oh.
Wow.
Ever.
Brennan, do you have a side note real quick? Do you have your own team? Like your favorite team?
I used to play with the Thunder, but now I do the random thing too. But like for me now, because I enjoy the NBA Finals so much, I really like playing with the Raptors. I'm not going to lie. Mm. Because Kawhi Leonard and that whole team is just incredible. So
yeah. Like me and my friends play, we usually just randomize our teams because we don't play with like stacked teams because we're actually really good.
Makes sense.
So you know what I mean?
We'll find out.
Oh. Hey, man, I want to see that. I want to see that go down. I would watch the shit out of that.
I would too.
Anyway.
I mean, I live close to here. I can go get my Xbox.
As soon as we wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm 100% in.
So as they're healing up at this place, you know, doctor's just like, you all have broken ribs. So you guys got to take some time to rest. And they're going to bed that night, and Zenitsu's finally like, all right, nobody's going to ask. I'm going to bring up the awkward question. Tanjiro, why are you traveling with a demon?
Yeah.
And he kind of explains to him, like, all right, like, I'll let her out. You know, like, this is my sister. Everybody say hi to Nezuko. And honestly, this is the first time that Zenitsu made me laugh, because he's just like, what the fuck, Tanjiro?
Yeah.
You have been traveling around with this girl this whole time. You broke up my marriage. I gotta kill you. Yeah. And he just like pulls out the sword quietly. I was dying.
He's so heated. He was traveling with a bad chick this whole time. But he better turn on his thunder power because of all of this.
Yeah.
That's so. While he's awake.
Yeah, finally, like this is what triggers him to finally use
to finally
his
not be a bitch. Yeah, right. This is the first time. It's like, I'm not gonna be bitch because you have a beautiful woman with you.
Yeah, yeah,
that's how it goes. But so the next episode starts. They've been there for a while, healing up, mm-hmm. you know, doing that whole thing. But also what we see is Inosuke's been like, he kind of has, we see this pop up later on. He almost has this moment with the old lady who's taking care of him. He kind of has like these like little happy bubbles that like pop up around his head when mm-hmm. people are like nice to him. Because it seems to be something he hasn't experienced a whole lot in his life.
He doesn't have family either. He doesn't
raise in the wilderness kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like
he's like a Mowgli or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know?
He's a really impressive character no matter how you look at it. He taught himself the breathing techniques to be able to be a demon slayer.
Yeah, yeah. He has his own like self-taught. Beast techniques, right?
Yeah, because they were even saying like, how did you become a demon slayer's like, I was living in my woods, some other demon slayer came through my territory, I beat the shit out of him, took his sword, and was just like, all right, I'm gonna be a demon slayer now. It's like, okay,
that's how it works.
My next challenge.
Yeah, right. Demons. I respect that.
Yeah.
So they're getting ready to head out. The old lady gives him a blessing, and they get their next mission to head to this big mountain where turns out a lot of demon slayers are being called to, because there's a whole family of demons that have set up shop, which is weird because demons usually are very solitary creatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in this particular situation, they banded together and created their own little fucked up partridge family. So they're on their way to the forest, and literally Zenitsu just sits down in the road and is just like, I'm not going any further. And I was just like, this is why I can't take this guy. You can't take this.
Literally threw the biggest 2-year-old tantrum you can throw, sat down, crossed his arms, and was like, you can go on without me.
Yeah, but Tanjiro, he can't stand by that. He's just like, people are clearly in trouble in there. I can smell the trouble coming in.
Yeah, Tanjiro's getting whiffs of like really, really dark like smells. He's like, oh my god, this is bad. Like almost to the point where he doesn't really want to continue because it smells so bad. Like he even says to Inosuke, he was like, you actually helped me keep going by saying, hey, we're going to do this. Because he paused. Like, Tanjiro paused. Was like, I don't know if I want to go into this forest. Like, because the smell was so strong.
Yeah.
Especially for him, because his sense of smell is so high. Mm-hmm. It's just so sensitive, yeah.
But I think this is the first time we've ever seen Tanjiro, like, hesitate.
Yeah,
because
I think
before that, he's always, like, he's always ready. He does his duty and stuff. And he still goes, obviously. But this is the first time he hesitated.
With very good reason, as we find out.
Yeah. And Inosuke's just like, all right, well, because his competitive nature, he's just like, well, I'm going to go in first then.
If you're shivering then, you can follow
hide
me.
Hide behind me.
Yeah.
So they get in there and they're finding all these spider webs everywhere, which is a huge hint of things to come. But not too deep into the forest, they run across another demon slayer who's immediately draws his sword on them and is just like, whoa! And we find out that he tells him, like, he came in here with a squad of demon slayers and they all just started cutting each other down and he has no idea why.
Yeah.
And they're just hiding out and he's just like, wait a second, like, they just sent some, like, low-ranking demon slayers? Like, we need the top-level guys.
The Hashiras.
So what are you going to do? But, you know, they got what they got, so they head forward with that and then run into a bunch of these, what they think are mind-controlled, you know, demon slayers. But turns out it's these actually these spider webs that, you know, this demon from afar is puppet-mastering them.
Geppetto.
You know, and controlling them. So.
Yeah, as they were walking through the forest, you see little spiders on the ground, but, you know, you, like, you kind of take note, but you don't take note, and it turns out these little spiders are attaching webs to these people, and they're all being controlled by this, like, central demon somewhere in the forest. So she's, like, you know, sending. She's the one who had the other squad members attack each other. Like, they had webs attached to them. They're killing each other.
Yeah. And so once they figure that out, they're able to, like, sever the cords and figure out a way to not hurt them. And Tanjiro, he can't use his smell up here on the mountain as well. But, you know, Inosuke is able to use. It seems like he's got his sense of his feel, his, like, sense of touch might be his, like, heightened sense.
Yeah, so he sticks his two swords in the ground. He can feel. It feels like you said, I would say, like, the vibrations from the ground or something like that.
Something.
It doesn't really explain it, but it's like maybe he expands his aura or something, like, where he's just like, let me focus in. And it's like, and he can sense where. Whoever, he can sense everything around him for up to an X amount of distance that they define.
But he's able to pinpoint the demon who's controlling him from there, and he's just like, we got to go that way. And the other demon slayer's just like, I got this from here. I can handle these puppets things. You guys go take care of that demon, because I guess he's too scared. But they head off, and they run into a few more. But this got really dark really fast, because there's this girl that's being controlled, and they're trying to help her. And then there's another guy that's literally begging for death, just like, my bones are broken. You can see just the way he's hanging, like his arms twisted like around in the wrong direction. His legs barely, like, just about twisted off. And they try to help him out, get him tangled up in the trees so she can't use him. But she's just like, all right, cool. You're going to take my toys away? I'll snap their necks. And can't have them anyway.
She killed everybody. And, like, I felt terrible because Tanjiro's thinking he's saving these people for later.
Yeah.
So, like, it was smart what he did, though, like how he threw them over the branches. And
he had him run around the trees so all the spider webs kind of, like, collected together. And then he threw them over, like, a tree branch. They're hanging by those spider webs so they can't hurt anyone. And, you know, we'll come back for you is pretty much what he said. And then she's just like, no, you won't.
No.
That shit, my jaw dropped. I was what the fuck just happened?
This was so good.
Yeah,
it got you. Like,
brutal.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But because she's fighting for her life as well, because while she's having this fight with them, her son, this other little demon who's got his eye covered up, shows up and is just like, you better get this done or I'm going to tell dad. And she has this flashback moment where we see all the other demons that are in the forest. There's five of them in total. And, like, the kids are all watching as the dad character is, like, holding her up by her head and just, like, gut punching her and face socking her. It's bad.
This dude is like, all right, just promoting domestic violence out here.
Seriously.
Your dad, it's okay for you to whoop her ass.
Yeah, the dad looks like he's like this big, like, everybody, all the demons in some way or shape or form relate to, like, spiders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the dad looks like a full blown, like, you know, spider. He has, like, spider eyes and, you know, claws and stuff. Yeah. And he's huge. Like, he's like, you
the
know, like,
dude.
Like Hulk big, like Darkseid big. Like, he's huge. And he's just like, but because they're demons, they all, you know, they regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's their punishment. Like, you know, you don't want to cross that, you know.
Yeah. Right? So she knows what's coming for her if she doesn't get the job done. So she's pulling out all the stops and she's like, "All right, I got one last puppet I can break out on these dudes." And it's like, it looks like something out of Resident Evil. It's like this dude, another big dude, but his arms have been torn off and he's got, like, these spikes on it and no head. And they're immediately just like, this has got no weak spot.
How do we kill him? You can't be head to headless dude. So.
Yeah. So Tanjiro comes up with this smart plan of just like, if we just give him the monk cut is what they call the monk's robe cut, like down the chest, like diagonal, like maybe we can do that. So they get this tag team. I thought this was cool because Tanjiro clearly saw how Inosuke fights and he's just like, jump off of me. Like, you know, they that was a cool mm-hmm. like tag team fight, and they end up like cutting this dude down, and Inosuke like just being like, "You help me, I'm gonna help you way more," and like boost him way up into the air, up and so he can see the demon, and he comes down on her, and she knows what's coming for her, and she kind of like gives up, and Tanjiro's just like, "All right, I'll give her, you know, painless death. I'll make this easy on her," and just kind of gives her like the gentle drop of rain. Like,
yeah, he switches techniques in midair because he senses her her sadness, because like she's kind of a slave.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, she didn't necessarily want to kill all these people, but, you know, if she doesn't do it, they're going to tell dad. You know what yeah. I mean? So it's like, I have to do what they tell me. So when she sees Tanjiro, she doesn't even try to fight him. She doesn't, try to defend herself or nothing. She kind of just
closes
her eyes and embraces death.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful slice, too. Like, just not to be, like to be brutal about it, but it was, like, literally, like, it just looked masterful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I thought that he didn't even cut her. Mm. Like, because you don't really see, like, that swipe, like, they show all the other demons and stuff like that with the water coming after it. It was just kind of like, he just goes past her, and then her head falls off. You know what I mean? So it was real humane, I guess. You know what I mean?
Like, and that's the way of putting it. Gives her she says, like, oh, he looked at me with kind eyes for the first time since I don't know when, and she's thankful for that. So as a thanks to that, she's just like, better watch yourself, because there's one of the 12 moons in this forest.
Yeah.
And he takes that. He's just like, shit.
Must be
right.
Dad.
It's about to be real, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to make us think, is it's dad, but you know, we'll see about that. Mm. Meanwhile, outside of the forest, Zenitsu's kind of been, you know, feeling sorry for himself, and then he pumps himself back up, being like, you know, Tanjiro took Nezuko in there. I love that girl. Like, I gotta go save her. So he goes into the forest,
which is hilarious. That's his
right. I know, right? So he's wandering around in there by himself, and while he's wandering around, he feels like a pinch. He's just like, ah, something like bit me, but he doesn't pay too much attention to it until finally he turns around, and what he sees is it almost looked like that toy from the first Toy Story.
I was gonna say the exact same thing. Yeah.
Like a little baby head on his spider body looking up at him. He's like, ah. So he freaks out and he runs into this clearing where there's this like house hanging up in the middle of like in the air, held up by these spider webs, and he's overwhelmed by the smell, and he's just like, I can't even imagine what Tanjiro would be going through.
Oh, the smell. It wasn't.
He's
smell.
Just like, Tanjiro wouldn't be able to like hang out here at all. Like, if this is affecting me like this.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he does hear like some weird stuff coming from the cabin as well, and one of the other demons comes out, and it's this dude with a full-on spider body and human head and, like, these crazy eyes. Mm-hmm. And he tells him, like, oh, like, you're starting to feel the effects of the poison? Yeah. Like, he's
you're going
to
be like us. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So you're going to turn into one of these little Toy Story baby big spiders. Like.
He's looking down. His, like, hands are turning, like, purple and black and, like, boiling, bubbling up. It's gross.
He, like, scratches his head, and, like, some of his hair comes out in his hands. He's like, wait a minute. You didn't tell me my hair was going to fall out. Like, that's the worst thing to happen. Like, I'm okay with being a spider head, as long as I have my hair.
I was low-key happy when I saw that part. Yeah, he's losing his hair. Join us! Join us!
All are welcome as you are.
Are welcome.
But as this fight's going on, and as he's getting into more and more trouble, we do get a little bit of a flashback into Zenitsu. We find out that, you know, he was saved by, what are they called again, the highest ranking guys? The Hashiras. Yeah. So basically the Lightning Hashira saved him when he had some debts that he had gained up trying to impress a girl. Mm-hmm. So that guy took him in, trained him up in the lightning technique. He was in a tree that got struck by lightning, which is how he got his yellow hair and like the thunder powers.
Right.
But he also, you find out that he wasn't able to master all of the lightning techniques. He just knows the one move, but he knows it really, really fucking good.
Yep.
Because that's what his master tells him. He's like, you can be good at one thing, just be a master of that one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not only that, we also find out that there was at least another student that was being trained there that was just like, dude, you're trash. You don't appreciate the training you're getting here. Like, you're just a quitter. Mm-hmm. You're just like, if you're just going to be like that, like, why don't you just get the hell out of here? Yeah. And it seems to be that was kind of his parting words with his master. But he just has this like inner monologue to not give up, not give up, not give up, and that's what kind of seems to trigger the lightning power in him again, and he's able to like charge off against.
No, but he still passed out.
Does he pass out?
Yeah,
he passed out.
He passed out.
So the poison is like, you know, kind of coming through his body or whatever. He sees our little baby spiders, and he's being Zenitsu, so he's running. He's crying. He's like, oh my god, like why is this happening?
Yeah,
so he finally runs up a tree, and then
out,
sees the little baby spider heads coming after him, so then he passes out.
Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute. I don't want to. Just give me a second.
He passes out. Falls. Demon's like, is he really? And then he falls, and then he's like, wakes up in the sense that he's actually awake, but his inner power comes out, you know, while he's passed out.
Yeah, and this demon tries to hit him with some acid. He's because like we were talking about, this demon doesn't do a whole lot, but he does have some offensive capabilities.
Right.
Yeah.
He's able to spin that. I mean, it melts the tree real quick, mm-hmm. and then he's full on lightning mode. He's using that thunder move like over and over and over and over and over
but
again.
He actually hasn't executed it yet. He starts it and then he gets attacked and the demon actually picks up on it. He's like, hi, you only have one move. Yeah. Like, you're nothing. You know, he underestimates him and, you know.
Cost him everything in the end.
That move is crazy.
You lost that head, bro.
It's a good move. If you're going to know one move, know a good one.
I'll say real quick, I remember Brendan said something about like his backstory doesn't help out. I liked to hear about his backstory about Zenitsu. So when we talked about it before, you were like, it doesn't really do anything. I was like, nah, for me, it did it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I can kind of see.
It gave me enough for what I needed for at that moment.
Is he still annoying as fuck?
Yes.
That's no, we don't know yet, actually.
At this point, he's not.
Because, after this happens, like he decapitates the demon, and then he's on top of the hut. You know, that's... I forget how he made it up there to the because the demon retreated into the house, into the little cabin.
He goes up there because he wasn't passed out yet. He goes up there, and I think he kind of like...
But how it was a cool way that he got up there. It was like, you know, he kind of like jumped off stuff, then jumped straight into the air, then cut the demon's head off. He ends up on the roof of the house.
Yeah.
And then as he's on the roof, you know, the poison is going through his body. Mm-hmm. So he utilizes his breathing technique to slow the poison down. And the whole time he's just kind of like, I'm not going to give up.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to give up.
And for me, at this moment, his character is now is changing. It's evolving.
I would agree with
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, after hearing the backstory, he hasn't literally been annoying to me.
Yeah, so I think that either the writers are like, all right, we're done torturing the viewers, and we're gonna turn him into not what he used to be.
I mean, I hope you guys are right, but I'm saying for me in this moment, I still peg him as annoying as shit. Only the reason he's not annoying in this moment is because he's literally dying of poison that has slowed down every part of who he is. Only thing he can do is breathe himself to not death.
Well, but he actually could have chosen to cry and like just give up. You know what I mean?
That
would be more true to his character up until this point, but he's changing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes and no, though, because every time he gets into like a dire circumstance, he does come through. So, like, true to his character, is still doing what he's doing now.
But this is the first time that he's, like, of his own will and his own consciousness.
No, I get that. Like, I stand by it. But yeah. I still say, like, he has annoyed – that character annoyed me on a level I've never experienced in anime. Mm-hmm. And this does not compensate for it is my point. It's like, yes, it is better. I hope that this is who he
technically
is.
Technically, he's been less annoying in episodes than he's been annoying.
I disagree.
No, he's only been annoying in, like, two episodes.
I mean, no.
I mean, it's been more than two
episodes.
It's
been every episode he's been up to this point.
He's been walking through the forest like, nah, it's cool.
I'm going to sit down.
Okay.
His first, when he got introduced, he was annoying as shit. 10. He's annoying in the house with
Wait,
with
when
Tandro.
Did he come? I'm saying, when did he come in? Episode 9?
11.
11?
Because 10 was
so
when
11,
Tandro
12,
finished
13,
the
thing. 14? So 14. So for four episodes.
He's been annoying in at least three.
So that's three. So
you said he's been annoying in more episodes than not annoying in more episodes.
He's been in what?
Four
up
episodes.
Until 21. No, he's been in more than that. I'm saying from.
Oh, we haven't gotten there yet. Why are you talking four? We're gonna finish.
But I'm saying still.
But he's not in those other episodes.
He's not
though.
In the episodes.
Texas.
He's not just basically dying up on the roof.
Yeah, like he's not.
Right. Take your episode. L, Keenan.
That's not an L at all.
Because I mean, even up until the point where he passes out, he's annoying. Like even when he's looking for Nezuko, he's crying and he's like, "Nah, where's Nezuko? Like this is scary. I don't want to be here."
Yeah.
And then you see the little spiders and he's running and he's crying and he goes up and then like he's not annoying until
fight.
He passes out.
Yeah,
like,
until that fight, he's still crying.
I'm thinking this is a turning point for him, but up until here, he's been
And then after this, he's not really in the show at all. He gets wrapped in a cocoon and carried to the place and. Isn't talking to
anymore. I'm disagreeing that he's not annoying, but I just.
But you're saying he's less annoying than he is annoying in the episodes that he shows up in, and we're saying that is completely not true, and you have nothing.
He's
to
got
back
like
up.
He's got like one out of five.
He's not true.
He's not just completely. Irritating.
No, I agree with you though that this. I hope this is a turning point, and I think this moment was big for him. Mm-hmm. But that does not, for me, like I said, compensate. Because let's say if he's been on camera five times, four of those five times he's been a little a sorry ass bitch who's annoying.
It's
as fuck.
Been heightened. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, that
like,
one Britta's time.
He's got residual
like,
hate still. So he's I can't even see this moment right now because damn
he's
it.
He's working
he
off
sucks.
Of debt.
Yeah. but I don't think Brandon would care regardless.
No. I want to like him. I think his thunderclap power is ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
it's cool. He's got work to do. He's got work
but
to do.
I say we can
I will
move
say
on.
This is the first time that we've seen him use his breathing technique while he was still awake.
Yes.
And to me, that means something.
Yes.
Like, you know,
I agree.
That's a big moment.
Totally. But elsewhere, you know, kind of even outside the forest, we get a little like a side moment where the Demon Slayer Corps is like, oh shit, like there is something going on this mountain. We got to send some of our top ranked guys. And we see two of the two top ranked Demon Slayers being dispatched. One of them being this butterfly lady that we haven't seen before, and the other being the guy that basically recruited
Tanjiro.
Tomioko?
Tomioko, yeah.
Tomioko. So he ends up being dispatched to help out with the situation too. Back in the forest, Tanjiro and Inosuke are kind of like, oh, did you hear that thunderclap somewhere in the forest? That's weird. I didn't smell any rain clouds. Must be something going on.
Oh, mm-hmm. Weird.
But they haven't seen Zenitsu turn up, so they don't even really know what
they
he's
doing. They
don't
know he can't find the entrance to the forest.
Yeah. Exactly. So they kind of, as they're walking, they come across this river and they see this girl demon across, and they're just like, all right, well, time to get to business. They're about to draw down on her when the dad comes
dad
out,
shows up.
Like charging out of the forest, full on spider eyes, just like total like spider head, and he's just like, stay away from my family, and just like punching these rocks, just shattering them. They're already in it, way in over their heads at this point. And Tanjiro tries to chop off this dude's arm. Inosuke even tries to chop off the arm, and he's too strong. They can't get through it, so he just throws him off. And they're just like, how are we gonna defeat this guy? And Tanjiro tries to like come up with this way where he's gonna like drop a tree on him. That'll hold him down for a little bit. Tries to get the finishing move in on him, but he's too strong. He lifts up the tree, hits Tanjiro off into the distance, and
Tanjiro flies.
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah, yeah,
he's out of the park.
And as he's flying away, he tells,
"Don't die!
Don't die until I get back."
Yeah,
and fucking Inosuke at this point just like Tetsuko or whatever, like totally the wrong name. I was laughing.
I was
so hard.
Cracking up.
He's honestly the funniest character in the show.
I like him a lot. Yeah. I like him a lot.
Him and the crow. The crows.
Yeah. So so he gets into the fight with this I guess we should probably just stick with the Inosuke fight for,
now. Let's just get through that.
So he's back and forth, and at first he's just running from him, and he's just like, I can't beat this dude. Mm-hmm. Then he kind of stops himself. He's just like, what the fuck kind of mentality is this?
He's like,
this
why am I
is
thinking?
Not who I am.
Yeah, I'm a boss.
I don't need to be thinking about this. Yeah, you're right. This is Tanjiro.
So he's like, why am I being like Tanjiro? So one time he does start thinking, he like shakes his head. He's like, oh, this isn't me.
Yeah,
I don't.
And
think.
He just charges. He charges the dad. But up until this point, like when they would stab him, their swords kind of get caught like in his skin, kind of like in a tree or whatever. Like, and they wouldn't move, so they couldn't really cut through his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then dude's like, nah, man, f that. Like
he's like, I got two swords.
Yeah,
if I can't cut it through with one sword, I'll just hit it with the other sword until it goes through.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah. And it worked.
And it did.
He cut off his arm.
Yeah, and then the dad turns around and he starts running. He's like acting like he's scared all of a sudden.
He's
like,
ha 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 ha.
He even jumps up in a tree and he thinks he's like, oh, you're up in that tree hiding, you're shaking. And you think, and I don't know if you guys have seen like videos on YouTube of spiders doing this shit, but they'll do that. They'll like shake and vibrate.
Yeah.
And then they'll just shed their skin and come out of it, which is exactly what this dad guy does. And except he goes to an even higher crazy level of just he's got like 18 eyes on his head now, like spikes sticking out of his arm. He's like in full on like dark side mode.
Like,
and he's just like, ah.
That didn't help
pissed
anything.
Pissed him off, didn't I?
Yeah, it just made that situation worse. And then he's in a load of trouble. And he, at that point, like, doesn't he try to hit him with the swords? And the swords just straight up snap.
Break.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's in a lot of trouble. He's trying to, get away from this guy and just survive. But he can't until finally, Tamioko shows up and
at the brink of the last possible moment before he dies.
Yeah, because he was about to, because he was, oh yeah, Spider Dad had him in his hands. He's crushing him.
Yeah, he was like crushing him by the head.
He
like
his head.
Blood is squirting out his mouth.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's bad.
And I'm cringing. Like, I'm just like,
I didn't want him to die, man.
Yeah,
like,
at the same time, he hasn't been introduced or shown to be like a character that's going to stay for a while. So it's just like, dang.
They could end him.
They could
right
straight
now.
Game of Thrones us in this
I'm
moment.
Glad,
you know?
I'm glad they didn't show his face because nobody wanted to see that beautiful face because it's crushed. But no, I didn't want to see the blood come out of his face like that. I would have been like, I probably couldn't watch
it. Came
shit.
Out of his mask. Yeah, it came out of his boar's mask. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And we're getting a little bit of a flashback of what little he remembers of his family. Like, you just see his mom, like, is kind of trying to save him from something. She's got like some blood on her. Something like that, and it's just like.
First of all, who remembers at that age? he was an infant.
It's like the one thing he's got, you know.
What the fuck? Nobody remembers anything from their infant stage.
Yeah,
nobody. Right. And this dude, all of a sudden, I remember when my mom put me in this basket and some water.
I think this is brilliant, and the reason I say that is like, what happens in the show is what's explained. A little bit later is when the butterfly girl shows up for the lightning guy. And she's just like, oh, you're seeing your grandfather, because right before we die, what we see is our body and our brain is searching through all of our memories to see if there's anything that we can find that can help us not die right now.
That's the whole light flashes before your eyes.
Exactly.
That's what the show is
like. This whole story right now is really booking on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's banking on that, I should say. And so in this
It comes
moment,
up a bunch.
It does. So this is the first instance of that. So it shows him trying to go through his past, trying to figure out what he can do.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't end up helping him, but it showed it for the first time. He flashed.
Yeah.
And showed that, because then it happens two more times. Like, it happens with the lightning guy when he's laying on top of the house and he gets saved by her. He's going through the breathing and seeing his grandfather. The grandfather saves him. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to what Tanjiro sees.
Yeah. So as he's getting his head crushed, Tamioko shows up and just, one, two, three, fluid strikes this guy and carves him up.
Woo!
Woo. Yeah. Carves him up.
It wasn't even like, it was just like, it looked like he was bored while he was doing it.
Yeah.
No facial.
There's no effort. Yeah. No. No involved.
Nothing. He's just like, and you're dead.
Yep. Yeah.
And then our boy gets up, is like, oh wow, you're really strong. That means I have to fight you and be stronger than you.
Yeah.
Nah, fam.
And he's like, nah. He just ties him up without even noticing it.
As he's giving him the speech, yeah.
Tomioka's like, you need to understand when you're too weak to fight.
Yeah.
Like,
you're too injured, not too weak, but too injured. And then he ties him up. And then strings him up, like, you know,
just leaves him hanging there
on the tree. Yeah,
yeah.
It reminds me of that. You ever see Bruce Leroy?
Yeah.
When he ties him up, he's just like, all right, man, just chill the fuck out. We're gonna tie you up over here. He ties, like, I think his brother up or whatever. I forgot who it was. That's what it exactly reminded me of. I just thought of that. Sorry to go on a side tangent.
So back at Zenitsu, the butterfly lady does show up there as he's like passing out. You see it looks like he's having a vision of a butterfly, but she finally lands and she's able to administer some antidote to him. Mm-hmm. And she explains what Brennan just walked us through about, like, seeing, you know, your life flashing before your eyes and how that can possibly help you. And she's telling him, you know, I'm going to give you the antidote. You're going to be all right. You did a good job with your breathing. Like, you'll be okay. But meanwhile, Tanjiro lands, you know, he finally lands from that blast from the tree trunk.
Used like a water technique to soften the blow.
Yep. Yeah. Kind of like when he fought that arrow guy. Yep. He used
the
waterfall.
Spinning one, right?
Yeah.
Water wheel.
He's still like, he ate it. Like, his face like slams right into a tree trunk. But he gets back up, and the first thing he sees is this Rui guy, like admonishing his sister, like cutting up her face and telling, like giving her a speech. And he's just, and this guy's calm as anything is when he sees Tanjiro, he's just like, yo, this isn't a show. What are you watching? What are you looking at?
This is a private moment.
Bro? Yeah, this is family business. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And Tanjiro's just like, oh, that's not like what a family bond is. Like, if she was family, you wouldn't be doing this to each other. He's just like, the fuck did you just say to me? Yeah. Do you want to say that again?
Say it again to my face.
He's hot. Too,
say it with your chest.
He got immediately, like, that
say
was his trigger.
Yeah. And then, like, I don't know if you guys watch Star Trek, but, like, they always called the red shirt. They always had, like, a guy in a red shirt to go down to the planet with them that always got killed. The proverbial red shirt shows up in this moment. And he just shows up and he's just like, ah, here's a little kid demon. I'm going to cut this guy up. And I'm immediately like, this guy is fucking
That's
toast.
Not a good idea.
That is bad. And he just turns around. He's got this web in his hand. He's kind of like that cat's cradle, like from back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of been like using that the whole time. He just turns around and like very lightly just like whips it past him and slices this guy up.
Yo.
Cuts this dude in triangles.
Oh, there's a few times on this show where my jaw dropped. This is another one.
Yeah.
I was like,
I knew he was going to die.
In the backstory thing too with like his sister, mm-hmm. when all those Demon Slayers showed up and he was like, do you want me to protect you? Do you want to be by my family?
Yeah.
And then he's just like, she's like, yeah. And then he just immediately just does like this with his hands and all of them just become like just mush.
Yeah.
It's like, good Lord. Like all their swords even broke. Like everything just dead.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just a side note on the red shirt thing you were saying.
Yeah.
Is before I left to go to do the Curse of Akakor, that show in the jungle.
Yeah.
One of the things that one of my best friends, David Smith, told me, he's like, no matter what, don't let them put you in a red shirt. And the funny thing is, I didn't understand the reference of that.
There
I didn't know
go.
It.
He's,
just
know.
Like, he's like, just trust me. Don't let them put you in a red shirt.
The more you know.
He was looking out, man. He was looking out.
He was. So Rui's just basically tells his kid sister, he's just like, all right, get out of here. Kill some more demon slayers on this mountainside. If you want to get back in my good graces, I'll take care of business here. Mm. And he's basically telling Tanjiro this whole time, like, I'll spare you, but you got to take back what you just said.
Yeah.
And he's about to cut him up when Nezuko jumps out of the box and takes the blow for him.
Yeah.
And he's
he was about to be screwed.
Yeah. I was moved.
He's that's a real sibling. Like that's a
real
family bond.
Yeah. And what for me, this brought me back to the earlier episode when they met the lady with the crazy blood and she was like, I'll take Nezuko with me. And Nezuko grabbed his hand. I was like, no, I'm gonna be here.
Yeah.
And like this is the moment. It's like if she wasn't there, then he would have been dead.
Yeah.
There would have been no brother sister thing to come back to.
No, not at all. Yeah. Because he tells him, like, if you give me your sister, I'll let you leave this forest alive. And Tanjiro is just like, no, that's just not going to happen.
My sister, bro.
Sir.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So this we're now at the episode 19. This is the episode that I was referring to in our last Demon Slayer episode. It's Tanjiro's fight against Rui. Nezuko gets out, he takes Nezuko. You mind if I?
No, go for it.
Mm. So they're fighting pretty much. Tanjiro is learning that he has to be able to dodge these things. He's doing a pretty good job of dodging them, but he has no offensive capabilities. Like, all he's doing is dodging, and he's trying to protect his sister, but he grabs the sister with the webs and brings her over to him. She slashes his face, and he's just like, oh, that's how we're playing? And then he literally strings her up in the trees and then, like, bleeds her, which is pretty ridiculous. Like, she's just laying up there getting destroyed.
Yeah, she's all tied up in razor wire.
Oh, it was bad.
Like, maybe I'll leave you there till sunrise if you don't want to get your act
together.
Cook
you a little bit. Yeah.
You need to cook.
Yeah, so... so then Tanjiro's just like, well, shit, like, I got to do something. I have to figure out how to cut these threads. And he's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut these threads. So he's like, let me do this specific breathing technique. I'm going to do it. And he goes for the threads. He's like, I'm going to cut through this. And it cuts his sword to pieces.
Yeah. Well, he uses, like, his ultimate water-like method, which the momentum is keeps swinging it harder and harder and harder.
For every step he takes.
And it's Rui, working at first until that guy's just like.
He's cutting threads. And Rui's like, you thought this was. This is my max power.
Yeah,
he's like, ah,
no.
you're silly.
Yeah,
and then like he you see this blood coming out of Rui's hands, and it extends into the so he puts his power into the webs.
Yeah,
so
then
Tanjiro goes to swing, and his sword just
just wrap
done.
Yeah. I was shook at that point. I was like, how is this gonna happen?
Yeah, he cut his sword up. It's over.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god. Like, so in my head, I'm just like, all right, Tomioka, where you at?
I was thinking that too. I was like, when's he showing up?
I was just thinking of, like, I was honestly thinking of, like, Dragon Ball Super. I was like, he gonna pull like a kind of a Trunks spirit bomb sword thing. You remember when Trunks had to like extend his sword because it was broken and turn it into the spirit bombs? Like, he gonna have his water version of that. That's what I was thinking.
I mean, and something kind of like that happens. I mean, he has a moment where he gets in close and he thinks he's finally gonna cut his neck, and he's, even with just the broken sword part, he like gets it up against his neck, and the guy's just like, dude, if you can't cut my threads, like, my neck is harder than my threads. You got no chance.
You got nothing. Bro.
And the sword just sticks there. Like, he just, it's on his throat.
He
kind of
looks at him and just like,
and he's just like,
itch?
Yeah.
You're not ready for
me. Slaps him away. And Tanjiro's just, he has that moment where his life is kind of flashing before his eyes, because he's got a whole bunch of threads coming at him, and he's about to get sliced up. And he looks back into his memory, and he has this moment. He's just so exhausted, and he remembers his father, actually. And this is the first time that we're really seeing his dad, and that his dad was even in his life. But he's like kind of the sickly man.
Yeah.
But he remembers this time when his dad does this traditional dance.
I call it like a blood walk, because, you know.
Yeah.
He flamed up. He was out there blood walking. I was like, all right, Tanjiro's pops out there, gangsta.
I remember watching this and thinking that his dad was really cool, just because. Like, because Tanjiro was talking about, like, dad's normally so tired and frail. It's like, how could he dance for so long in the snow? Mm-hmm. And it's like, but if you look at when they show him dancing in the snow, there's no snow anywhere near where this man is stepping.
Yep.
While he's doing this dance, because it's a fire dance. Mm. So it's like the heat from his dance is like dissipating the snow, and his breathing technique is making it so he'll never be tired doing this dance. Yeah. And it's just like, wait, Tanjiro's family is based in fire dancing, but he got trained by a water master to do water moves with a sword?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, interesting
Ooh.
Combo. Sounds fire
like,
and water. He's got a
like
Todoroki thing going on.
Todoroki thing coming.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so what happens is he remembers that. This is the part for me, man. I stood up watching this part of the show. Like, so he starts doing that same technique again where, like, you know, he's just like, I'm going to build up the momentum with my footwork. This is the last chance. Like, my sister's up hanging there. Like, I'm about to die. Like, he's going to kill me. He has the bloodstreams coming. And he starts, but
because Tanjiro's been using the water breathing technique, like, it's dangerous to just switch into a new technique. So the technique that he's about to use, the one his dad knows, is a different breathing technique. So Tanjiro's like, this is really it, because after this, I won't be able to move for a while.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's true. And another thing that we see in that flashback is that his dad tells him, like, no matter what, after I die, you have to take my earrings.
Yes.
And he basically tells him, like, you have to take up, like, my spot after I'm gone. Make sure that happens, which I'm sure will be important.
We'll get more on that. And so, the show is just so crazy because it gives you those moments, but then it's like everything is so action-packed and story-dense that it's like, I can't think about that anymore, because now Tanjiro is, like, gaining power in his breathing and, like, his water breathing. He's still in the water side of it, and he's still cutting. He's starting to cut through even these bloodstreams. So now, for the very first time, Rui jumps back. I don't remember if you guys saw that part. Like, Tanjiro's coming at him, and he's just like, oh, you know, he's like, oh, this is serious.
Yeah.
So he, like, jumps backwards and, like, starts to defend himself. Like, now this is a toe-to-toe fight. Mm-hmm. This is no longer just me, you know, stringing along this kid. Ha ha ha, pun.
Hey.
But, he's actually fighting Tanjiro now, and Tanjiro is building up this momentum. And then right before, like, he's almost about, like, he's, like, he brings that callback comes in, and then he lights his water on fire. Yeah. Which I was just like, get the
Everything
fuck out of here.
Everything turns out
And he was about to, and Tanjiro's plan here, what it felt like to me, correct me if I'm wrong, is Tanjiro was going to do like a kamikaze attack because he's like, I'm going to be able to get to him, but he's going to be able to get to me as well. Mm.
But also what's happening at this moment too is we see Nezuko.
That's what I was about to get to.
Her first blood demon arc for the first time.
Because he was going to, Tanjiro was going to die, but he's like, I'm going to save my sister at the end of the day.
Yeah. He was going to save Nezuko. Right. He was going to sacrifice himself. And I was like, this shit's crazy.
But Nezuko's having her own moment where her mother like appears to her and it's just like, you have to save Tanjiro right now.
Yeah. And she reaches her hand down. Her blood falls from her hands. She says, and she says, demon blood art. And then all the blood from hers like dissipates all the spider webs.
She like blows up. Yeah.
Yeah.
She, like,
and
like,
fire. Mm-hmm. It's fire because that's her family.
Yeah. Right.
Their family has, I just thought about that right now. Yeah. Their family has fire. Mm. So she uses her demon blood art, which was fire, and it burned all the strings. And then that.
So they wouldn't cut Tanjiro. So
exactly.
Tanjiro just got
open
lifeline. Uh-huh. Yeah. For real.
She saved him twice in this fight.
Yeah.
But then he brings his little blunted, his short sword to my man's neck, and it just comes clean off. And that was in the episode 19.
But didn't the sword get extended with his like his art?
No, he hit it right on the hilt. He hit his neck right on the hilt. So
the thing extended.
I'm pretty sure he created a sword out of his flames. He had like a flame.
It was like a flame sword, and it spun off. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it seemed like. Anyway, that's what it seemed like when it took his head off.
Go ahead.
But
it did.
We'll go to the tape.
I'm going to the tape.
It's a positive. It's like literally a spinning fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. No, it definitely looked.
It was so beautiful though. I took a screenshot. I was watching on my phone.
Yeah. No, it's incredible.
Like this looks great. And I was like.
Some of the best looking
animation.
Yeah,
anything
it was,
I've ever seen.
I mean, even what they were in the flashback, what his dad was doing, and I mentioned this to you, Keenan, earlier. Yeah. Like that animation for the dad was so like fluid and looked real, and it reminded me so much of like when we did that other side episode about like the best fights, and it was that fight from Boruto where Naruto and Sasuke
when they're fighting Momokishi.
Yeah, that like fight, that everything fire. Just looked like it had been drawn over, like somebody actually doing it. It was just really beautiful.
Phenomenal.
But as we think that fight's over and Tanjiro's laying on the ground and like the body like stands up and starts walking toward me, he's just like, are you kidding me right now? Yeah. This guy's not done.
Wait. No, hold on a second. I want to say one thing before we got there.
Okay.
Is when we recorded episode 13 or the episode like after 13, episode 19 was the last episode I had seen. Mm. So that's why I was like, you guys have no idea. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it ended just like so many other Demon Slayer episodes did, where Tanjiro slashing off a demon's head. Yeah. And I was just like, yo, that was the greatest fight, yo,
and
man.
I'm
that
just
was amazing.
Like, yo, he
won.
He killed one of the lower five.
He did it.
In my head, I'm just like, he's really there already?
It like, seems like it.
That's dope.
But he's not.
No.
He's not there.
He did not win that fight because that demon came with some weak shit. Like, I knew you were about to cut off my head, so instead I use one of my own webs to slice my head instead. So
it's not a sword.
It's not your sword
that
did
the
decapitation.
Sword,
yeah.
Brennan's looking at the play-by-play right now.
The actual decapitation, though, I think it was the flames and not the hilt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree with Keith. But yeah, that was so dope. That was so smart by even Rui to cut off his own head right beforehand. To stop that, because if he gets his head cut off by this,
he's going to die.
He's dying.
But if a demon inflicts damage on another demon, they can't kill it. They can't kill themselves. They can't kill each other.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and it's all Tanjiro can really do to like crawl over to his sister and like cover Nezuko with his own body, and he's just like kind of sitting there waiting for death because he's exhausted. Like you mentioned, Keith, he's just like he can't switch up those techniques so quickly without some kind of repercussion. Mm-hmm. But as he's waiting there, Tamioka shows up and he's just like, "You did a good job." He shows up in classic Goku fashion, like
just for the record, sword hilt. Like I said,
well, he did get it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it wasn't the flame extended sword. He hit him with the sword hilt, like I was saying.
He hit him with steel.
Well, he didn't hit him with shit. He got hit with the
well,
web.
Yeah, he took his own stuff off. But
so we're both wrong. We'll take that. Cool.
Oh, man, fuck y'all. Man.
Keep going,
Rob. Y'all not going to give me nothing?
Keep going,
Rob. I think pulled it up. It was sword hilt.
You're wrong.
It was sword hilt.
It was spider web.
Spider web. At the end of the day.
I don't like any of you right now. Y'all,
but you know what, Brennan?
Some technical hoes.
I said, you know what? You're right. And then you had to show Keenan. And now, after they presented new information, I was like, you know what? They're right.
Yeah, it is what it is.
So all of us are wrong.
Yeah, I'll take that.
We're all wrong.
I'd rather be all wrong than you right. Go ahead, Rob.
So Tamioka shows up and he's just like, he gives him like the classic Goku, like, you did good hanging on this long. Let me take care of this now. And Rui's just like, oh, you want some of this work too? Like, we can do that. And he throws the web at him and he pulls out the
11th form.
Which, yo.
Tanjiro's just like, 11?
What the fuck?
There's no such thing. Because
he was only taught there's only 10
yeah.
water breathing techniques. And then this dude comes in and he's just like,
here's the
calmly too, like
11.
11th form.
What was the 11th form? Do you guys remember?
It was like calm.
It
like,
was calm.
Something calm like water.
But whatever it was, it just dissipated.
Passive water, and it just like, it just went away.
Everything went away. He's just walking towards him. Like,
yeah.
He's like, nothing you're doing matters anymore.
And almost so, like what Tanjiro did to that lady, just like,
Yeah.
Yep.
Because actually, Rui's actually sending webs towards Tomioka. He's just walking. Yeah. The webs are disintegrating before they even reach him. He's got like this aura around him where he's like, you can't touch me. Like literally. Yeah. Like nothing you're doing is going to work. And then, you know.
Yeah. Just over. Walks right past him and just like clean cuts his head right off. And that's that.
But
that
has he been challenged?
Tomioka?
No.
Not even a little.
Only by like Tanjiro.
But he's a Hashira
episode,
though.
Yeah.
You know?
He said what?
He's a Hashira though.
Yeah, but you would think the Hashira kind of match up against like the 12 moons.
But this is a lower five. This guy is.
But
like,
you got to think about which, you know, what level Tomioko's at. Like he's pretty dope. Yeah. So he might be in the upper echelons of, you know, even the Hashira.
Yeah, definitely.
That's true.
I got to imagine that he is. But, and then before we get to what happens with what ends up happening with Rui, somewhere else in the forest, the last demon that's still alive, the sister, the younger sister, is like running through, and she runs into the demon slayer that had been fighting against the puppet control
Butterfly Lady.
She saves him because he gets like wrapped up in this girl's like web ball, and she's like, what spiders do.
There's acid in the ball.
Yeah,
the
acid's gonna
slowly
dissolve
kill
your
you.
Clothes.
First the clothes, and then your skin, and all that stuff.
Turn you to juice, and then I'm just gonna drink you up like a nice little juice box. And but before that can happen, the butterfly lady shows up and is just like, you know, hey, we can be friends. Like, I'm not even mad at you for all that. But first, you got to tell me a few things. You got to tell me who you killed, how many people you killed, so I can make sure you atone for your sins. And after that, we can be cool. But I might have to rip your guts out. Might have to cut your head off a few times.
But you're a demon, so you'll live.
Yeah.
You know, and so she's like, cool. Hey, you just got to atone.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which is like scarier than anything for somebody to say.
Yeah, she said it in a sweet voice. Yeah. Like, she says it like, you know, I'll just decapitate you a couple times.
It's fine.
You'll come back.
It's no big deal.
We'll go have tea.
But the demon's not trying to have any part of that and kicks her off. And she's like, all right, well, then we don't have to do it the nice way. We can do it my way. Mm-hmm. Which is just like, I'm the one demon slayer that's not strong enough to decapitate demons. But I got another method to
like
to
her sword isn't even
that.
Complete. Like it starts. It has the tip and then it has like the hilt at the end. But in the middle, there's no blade.
No.
Like, so it's not meant to cut off demons. Also, during their conversation, the little spider lady was like, I haven't killed that many humans.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, well, you lied because as I was on my way over here, I saw all these cocoons that you were just doing to this guy. So you've killed at least like 50 people. So you just lied to me. So we can't be friends. And then that's when
I can't trust you.
He kicks her. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then she cuts her up and like administers her own version of poison. She's just like, I basically took the wisteria and like concentrated it into a poison. And if I give it to a demon, it just like kind of boils him from the inside out.
Kind of fun.
Welp.
And she cuts the dude out of the web, and he's just like, oh, is she okay? He's like, ah, she's dead. Don't worry about it. Like, Sunrise.
You think it's showing, too.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
yeah, the guy's naked the whole time. He's you know, but so she seems like she's about business. She's not a joke either.
No games.
But while Rui is finally disintegrating, we get a little bit of his backstory. Turns out he was a sickly kid. You know, he didn't really even remember his family that much. He killed his family because they tried to kill him when they saw he was a demon.
Yeah.
So this is when we first meet, and we learn Kibitsuchi's first name, which is like Muzen or something like that.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then he goes. He shows up at their doorstep. And he asks Rui, like, do you want me to save you? Because Rui's so sickly, he can't even go outside.
He's like, bro,
he's bedridden.
You're so weak. Yeah. I can save you.
You poor creature, I think is what
he
said.
He literally made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, he gives him some of his blood. So he becomes
or
a demon.
Dracula.
Yeah. And obviously, like, his parents are okay with it at first, but then, you know, demons eat people for sustenance. So they come home and they're like, Rui, what have you done? Oh my God, like, you've killed someone. Like,
he's just like, my bad.
Yeah, and then he's just like, you know, I'm just out here trying to survive.
Right.
And then, so he's sleeping. And his dad's over him with a knife. He's like, mom's crying. Rui's telling the story. He's narrating it.
Yeah.
He's like, my mom's back there not doing anything to save her child's life and all this stuff. And then he's like, and my parents just didn't care. So there's a knife. Dude's bringing the knife down. And obviously, Rui's eyes open. And then flash, parents are laying dead on the floor.
Yeah.
Like,
done.
And that's kind of what prompts him to search for a family, for like a demon family. He's just like, well, clearly this forge that I had with my real family was fake. They didn't love me enough to accept me for who I was.
Right.
So he's just like, he's searching for his real family. But as he's dying, and like, I think it was you even pointed out, Keith, while we were watching this, like in the flashbacks, his parents' faces had been dark the whole time. But as he's passing on to the next world, and his parents are there for him, we finally see his parents' faces for the first time, and he's recognizing them.
And he turns back to a human. Doesn't he say before that,
he's about to get killed?
Yeah, his dad said something that
he
heard.
Something like pretty much like, we're going to all go to hell together. I'm not just killing you.
We're going to die with you.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then he realizes that his parents it was a real bond, and that they were just trying to atone for the people that he killed, and they were going to kill themselves after the fact so they could all be together.
Right.
But, of course, after he kills his parents, you got Kibitsuchi coming in like, well, they don't deserve you because they couldn't accept you.
Dickhead,
so he kind of sends Rui down this path of like, well, I'm better than everyone. But Rui wants the familial bond like his entire life. That's pretty much all he's been after. But as a demon, he kind of just didn't know what that meant. And then he remembers what his dad said. And he was like, it was a real bond. And he was like, and I severed it. So Rui was actually his entire demon life. He was guilty for killing his parents. He felt guilty about killing his parents.
He missed them dearly.
Yeah. So but he couldn't stand Kibitsuchi's just like, yeah, no, you don't need them. So he's like, I was forced to accept that because it was the only way I could actually move forward. Because grief would have just had him just stuck.
Yeah, absolutely. And he finally, in that moment, he's able to move on. And as
he actually untransforms because Rui has a demon shape. He has white hair, like red dots on his face, kind of like spider eyes. And as he's disintegrating and he sees his parents like for real legit. And they're like, he goes, because I killed so many people, I'll probably go to hell and I'll never see my parents again. And then his dad's voice comes in and touches him. And he's like, no, even if we're going to hell, we're going to be together. And then he cries and he reverts back to his human form, loses the white hair and all that stuff like that. And they kind of just, you know, fade out.
Yeah. And then Tanjiro senses all of it, of course. And
Tanjiro smells his grief.
Through the Tanjiro thing and has to put his hand on his back as he's fading off.
And he feels
like his hand's so warm. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can feel his empathy pretty much. And then he disappears. And then Tanjiro, and then Tomiaka steps on my man's robe.
Fuck all that, man. They demons, bruh.
He's like, don't mourn for demons that have killed people.
But you got to hear what he said, though. He very specifically said, don't mourn for demons that have killed people. Because he's like, obviously, he's going to protect his sister.
Right.
And that's when Tomiaka immediately realizes, like, oh, shit. You're on top of a demon. I know who that demon is.
Yeah.
I know who you are. And in that moment, Butterfly Chick is like, I'm about to kill this chick.
Yeah, she flies in real quick. And Tomioko blocks it. And she's just like,
what you doing, bruh?
Yeah.
This is against the code. Yeah. You know, this is the rule. You can't prevent me from killing a demon.
Which doesn't make sense. She's not consistent. Because with the other demon, she's like, we can be friends.
She wasn't going to kill her.
She wasn't going to kill her. Yeah, but then she ended up killing her. She gave her a chance. She talked to her. She did not do that with Nezuko. Nezuko was about to be dead. Like, no conversation, no nothing. Even though Nezuko was standing next to two demon slayers. For me, the inconsistency was really weird. I was like, how come she...
I didn't either.
Yeah, but she... Because that's the thing is she says, like, how are you protecting this demon when you told me earlier humans and demons can't be friends? This doesn't make any sense. This is why nobody likes you.
Yeah. That was so funny. He was like, wait.
That pissed him off.
People like me.
Yeah. No.
And then she goes,
no, they don't.
Oh, you didn't know people didn't like
so
you?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to point that out to you.
My
sorry
bad.
To be the bearer of bad news.
That was
so She was
so
a jerk for
fun.
That, dog.
Yeah.
She's Tomioka, funny.
Yeah.
Tomioka's just like, you know, you better, I know you're hurt right now, but you need to get your sister and you need to run.
He was like, can you move? He was like, move if you can't move because you need to go.
You need to go. Like, I can't, he pretty much like, I am a Hashira, but she's as powerful as I am. So I'm not going to be able to protect you from her. Like, I can protect me from her.
Yeah.
I can slow her down.
Yeah.
If you're here, she's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Kill your sister.
So Tanjiro picks her up and he's just in that moment where he's just like, everything hurts. You know, he just took
like,
a beating of a
deal with it, deal with it. Like, he's running saying, deal with it. Like, he's like, it's all I can do just to move.
Yeah.
And then we get reintroduced to the little butterfly, the one who was actually at the chosen
the new demon slayer.
Yeah.
The new demon slayer that's the same level as Tanjiro.
Yeah.
She kicks on the back.
He drops Nezuko.
She gives him the heel to the back of the head.
No, before that, she slices at Nezuko. He grabs her shirt, pulls her back.
He
kind of
trips
misses
her up. So.
Yep, and then she literally knocks him out and then chases
Broke
Nezuko.
His jaw.
Who Nezuko becomes adorable.
Yeah, when he's real small.
She turns into a little child as she's just running from her not to get slashed. And just because, like, I love Nezuko when she gets little black dot eyes.
Yeah.
She's a little girl, little kid. And she's
just
like,
tiny, running with her arms. Adorable. Like, they're not back, but they're, like, straight out like a T.
Yeah.
You know, she's running, and her clothes are still too big for her.
It's adorable.
Because they're, like, adult-sized Nezuko or whatever. But she, like, shrinks down to a little girl. She's just running. It's so cute.
It's so cute. Adorable. And then the crows say, hey, let's just... let's bring him back. Like, right when the fight was getting real serious between what's his name? Tomioko and Butterfly Chick. That fight was about to get real because she was about to heal him with the thing in
her head. Yeah, she carries a little hidden blade in her heel, and she's about to come. Because Tomioko has her in a headlock.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, where, you know, his face is facing one way, and her head is in between his arm but facing the other way, so you know
it could have been bad.
She was just like, give me a reason before I kill you right now with this heel blade.
And then
about 2 years
story?
ago.
That was so funny.
I don't
do a long story. Please. But that ends up happening. The crows say, you know, bring everybody home. So then they identify Nezuko and Tanjiro and they bring him back, and then
they gotta go to Demon Slayer headquarters.
And that's where we've ended the episode.
The episode ends with
Tanjiro
waking up Tanjiro and him seeing
other,
like,
and Zenitsu's also like he's been healed up.
He's been healed up and brought back.
He's starting to feel a little bit better.
Yeah, they grabbed
Like we were saying to Keenan, we didn't talk about him because ain't nothing else to talk about with him since he's been complaining.
But yeah, that pretty much brings us up to 21.
Yeah, that brings us to 21. So for me, obviously we're a little over. We did 8 episodes today. Good work, guys. We did that pretty efficiently, to be honest. I want to see level 9,000 being our scale. Where are we at? Now that we've seen 21 episodes of Demon Slayer, where are we at? I'm looking at Rob.
Yeah, you feel Rob?
I would give
the power level.
I would give this an 8,000 right now. 8, I really like this. I really like this show a lot. 8, it's a lot of fun. It's beautiful to watch. Like the animation is great. Some of the things that annoyed me early on, I either happen less often or I don't notice them as much. Yeah, I like it a lot. It's not a perfect show, but like because we've obviously picked out a few things that are a little inconsistent on, but it's a great show. It's a lot of fun. I would recommend it to anybody.
What's a perfect show to you, Rob? So I can get your scale. What's a 9,000 or closer to a 9,000 show for you? Because we got kind of ISIS scale in the sense of what he feels like is what.
The only reason I'm kind of reserving the 9 is because there's clearly so much. Like I don't think I can give a 9,000 to something that's not finished.
Correct.
But I would say. I mean, and then this is something we almost talked about today. I would say Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is about as close to a 9,000 as I could think of right now. Because I just think the storytelling in that is just really top notch.
No filler, really.
It's
right?
consistent from front to back.
Yeah, you know,
that's a good show. I would say that
this is rivaling it though easily for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, this could easily be in that same conversation.
It's not there yet for me. As Full Metal Alchemist is done, and this isn't, so I can't say it's rivaling it. But it has the chance to.
The potential of this show is astronomical.
Right now we're at about two-thirds way through the show because there's going to be 36 episodes. That's what the order is. Right now we're at episode 21.
Okay.
Right, so if you take it like that and you look at where we were in Brotherhood about two-thirds way through the show, then you know it's like I would probably be rating – I'd probably be right where Rob is. We're just like, you know, this is – I can't rate it because it's not done, but everything I've seen thus far I can't say shit about either kind of thing. So,
okay.
Keith?
I would give this show like an 8,700.
Nice.
87 power level 87.
Because to me, it's because it's not done. Mm-hmm. I don't see it going downhill. But if you said I just found out it was 36 episodes. Like they can totally like just kill this show. I don't know. I honestly can't think about how.
Yeah. But it's only going to be 36 from start to finish.
I don't know if the entire show ends, but that's the order. That was the order for this season.
I see. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like with it not being done, but this anime is like damn near perfect.
Yeah.
Like I don't have any issues outside of like Zenitsu, but that's changing for me already. So it's like I can't say like I think when you guys did 1 through 13, I gave this show like a 6,500. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like because it's just like I was like you know all right. Like I wasn't like in until about 13, 14. And then I'm like, yo, I'm in. Like this is
for me, like I said, episode 19 is when I was just like, this show.
and then I don't know, like I can't say anything necessarily bad about Tanjiro. Like he gets it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's a great character. Like even when Tomioko stepped on the demon's clothes, he was like, yo, no matter he was like, first of all, don't get it twisted, because he's told him, like, don't cry over demons. Like, you know, don't get it twisted. Like, I would bring my blade down on any demon's neck to save potential victims and stuff like that. Mm. But a demon that is remorseful, you know, like Rui, who just felt bad about killing his parents, or the first spider lady that was like, I didn't want to kill all these people, but I had to because dad would have killed me. Like, he was like, those, I'm not going to, like, trample on their memory because they were humans once before.
Yeah.
Like, so just because they're demons now doesn't mean they've always been demons. Like, demons were humans just like me, you know? So I'm not going to trample on their memories because they have remorse. Like, you know, I smell it. Like, you know.
Yeah, because they've killed plenty of demons that they didn't give a fuck about.
Like, it was like, you know.
Absolutely.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Brennan?
8,500. Same reasons as Rob. Like, like this animation, storytelling, character development, world building. All of it's top notch. Like, I don't have any knocks. The funny thing is, like, every time we have a complaint about this show, it feels like the writers knew and they address it. Like, Rob's biggest complaint up front was that all the characters are, like, telling you all their feelings and how they feel in the beginning.
It doesn't really happen as much.
But the reason, I remember when you said that, I was like, I would guess, because I didn't know, because I hadn't seen enough yet. I was like, I'm going to guess the reason they did this is because they didn't want to waste time in the beginning, like having to show you who these people are and how they think. They were just like, look, we got to get through these first 6-7 episodes so that we can establish this foundation so we can really make this story move. Mm. So in doing that, they overdid it slightly. The only one that they really overdid it was when that demon was like, his hair was tied to the hatchet and he was against that for me, I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, like, I don't really feel like they really had any missteps. And so, like, you look at the antagonists, if you look at the characters, if you look at the story, if you look at everything, this, like I said before, easily becomes top tier anime that you can make an argument even now to put up against any anime ever, as saying that this is this anime as of this moment, 100% will withstand the test of time based on how beautiful it is. It's because, as we've learned in animes, even watching like Yu Yu Hakusho and animes in the past, using whatever technology you have, it doesn't matter. Detail orientation is detail orientation.
Yeah.
This show is so detail oriented that we, in this conversation right now, after having already watched it separately and even talked about it, came upon new details that we hadn't even noticed before. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, like when my man with the boar head was like, he did his flashback life thing. That was the first time they did it. They did everything in threes. All three of our main characters right now had a flashback that led us to Tanjiro's like aha moment of bringing back his father's flame into his water. So it's just like, this show is so well done. They feel like they've thought of almost everything, and they're being so careful not to like over explain those little things that are happening, or like the parents' faces that weren't shown until the end. They don't even point that out. Like, it's just there. Like, if you notice it, that's what's up. If you, don't watch it again, I feel like you watch
I didn't notice it the first time.
That's what I'm saying.
I noticed it when I got here, and I was like, oh, you know what?
That's what I'm saying.
Just
like,
after decades, you know?
If we were to watch this show again, I feel like we'd get more from it every time. Just like when I watched the first 13 episodes again with you guys, I was just like, yo. Like, this is so much better the second time through, and it was. So that for me is like, if you can watch something more than once, it means more every time you watch it, and you enjoyed it that much the first time.
That means
top
it's a great
tier.
Anime.
Top
means,
tier.
That means that's the type of anime that if I rewatch it multiple times, so I can rewatch it and enjoy it, that means it's great. So my rating for that is actually the same as Brendan's, 8500. I told Keith this yesterday.
8500 power level?
And I was just like, for me, I like this anime has everything that I want and need in anime. And even like, because I thought, well, Full Metal Alchemist had comedy in it too. It was kind of funny. This has it too. This surprisingly has made me laugh out loud a few times. It's not One Punch Man funny or Mob Psycho funny.
But that's how
those are
kind of
like,
those are more
anime anyway.
They're comedic anime.
But this gives me enough comedically and as a comedian to where I'm satisfied. So the fact that it's satisfying, like, everything that I love specifically in anime, I was like you said, the only reason why it's getting an 8500 right now is because right now it's not finished.
I mean, if it keeps going on the trajectory it's on and it keeps doing what it's doing, and we get through 36 episodes and it's just like it ends, like, there's a possibility this show could end in 36 episodes for the pace that it's at. Like, we could get through all 12 moons. You know what I'm saying? We could get through all 12 moons and all the Hashiras and meet the guy and, you know, beat the final dude. All that could happen in this.
It could, like, they could speed it up. Like,
I don't even feel like they would have to really speed it up that much.
Well,
because,
when I say speed it up, because it's like, you know, Tanjiro's still not, he's not even necessarily at, like, lower five level. So for him to take,
there's like 10 ranks, right? And he's still bottom of the first rank.
Yeah, he's not even he's not even Hashira. So it's like, unless they do like they would have to speed up his training montage or something like that, you know what I mean, in order for that to
I think that just happened though. I think he just jumped like five or six levels just by learning that fire and
just
water,
just remembering
technique.
That technique.
That those techniques and also fighting against the lower 12, pretty much almost winning, and he's the only I can't talk about that actually, so I'll just leave it.
I'm sorry.
You'll learn something new in the next episode. There's one more episode out, guys.
I'm willing to watch it right after we finish this.
But there's, all I say is I can't wait to talk to you guys about some of the things that have been brought up in episode 22.
Interesting.
It's very interesting because it doesn't like reveal a lot, but what it does say is like there's a lot. We have a lot
it
more
sets
conversation.
The tone.
We have a lot more conversation points.
I'm happy with this show. I think it's super dope. I think it's super fun. I'm getting a look from Cam to end this shit. So everybody drop their handle.
The guest first, please.
I am at Keon's brother.
Man, you saw how many times I had to ask you, like, what's it, a Hashiara again or something? Like,
right,
come on.
I don't know what's going on.
He looked at Rob when he said that, just for the record. It was beautiful.
But anyway, no, I'm at Young Keef, YoungKeef on Instagram, and then Keith Poley on Facebook. I don't do Twitter and stuff like that. But yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, man.
I really appreciate you guys having me. This is awesome.
Of course.
It was a good time. I had to wear my
I was gonna say, I was
otaku shirt. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I had to.
Yeah, he outnerds me, y'all.
I was trying to think, like, what to wear. I was like, I got, you know, this Kakashi shirt. I was like, you know, because I know Ice. That's like one of his favorite characters, stuff like that. But I want to do something that would represent all of you, because, like, I've become fans of all of you.
Now it's mutual.
Follow Brennan on Instagram. I've been following Keenan. I listened to his other podcast, Off the Hook, or What's the Hook?
What's the Hook?
Yeah. That's cool. And then Rob, like everybody said, Rob's kind of boring. So it's like, you know, I follow him. I've spoken to him and stuff like that. But, you know.
Rob don't post much.
I'm not really on social
media. I see
media
Rob more on Brennan's page than I see on his own.
I promise you, my Instagram stories are worth watching. And I think everybody will agree to that.
Yeah, he was just like at Blizzard, right?
Yeah, I was just filming at Blizzard for
last week. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it was. I'm at Mr. Producer Face on the gram, at Brennan Edwards Official on Facebook.
Yeah, follow.
Get at me.
So you can watch.
Oh, you can see me, guys, on the Curse of Akakor on Facebook. Watch. Yeah, you see me struggling through like real life jungle shit in the Amazon and Amazonian and Peruvian rainforest. It's pretty intense.
Struggling while playing the Switch.
Yeah, while playing my Switch.
Yeah. Rob.
RV Danger on Instagram, RV Danger 44 on Twitter.
You can follow Ice on the Eye Exam, T H E I Y.
E-X-A-M.
T-H-E-I-Y-E-X-A-M. Oh, you got it. Shout out to Ice.
Shout out to Ice.
And you can follow me at K-E-E-N-A-N Baker on everything, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff like that. Follow my other podcast, What's the Hook Podcast. It's a dope slice of life. Talk that crazy shit on there. And I would thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. Oh, yeah, and we're going to be posting something because I know y'all like, y'all already sending messages and stuff like that about what anime for the fan pick.
Yep.
I'm going to actually,
if you message any of us, we're going to be talking about it this week about all of the ones we got.
Yes, and we're going to put, yep. I'm going to actually put up a post and say, put your anime there, and that's when we'll start to tally up from there.
Okay.
As of right now, the stuff that I got, a lot of people ain't saying the same shit, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple too, and I'm just like, all right, cool.
It's not adding up. So it is what it is. But we'll put an official post up, so make sure y'all look out for that. And we thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation. See you guys next week.
Peace. Bye.
And so anime was solved forever.